Okay, so we saw yesterday the Tosfos Hakol Modim, Rav Chisda's statement, before Al Anida, everyone agrees Mishalim Knas, and then the Gemara says, Lafukei Idur Chuni Ben Akan. So there's two ways to read the Gemara. Tosfos understands that the Lafukei Idur Chuni Ben Akan is part of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda commented that both Tanoim, everybody, Shimon HaTimni, Shimon Benasya, would agree that the case of Nida would have Knas, because she's Reul Kaima and she's Ispa Havaya. And don't tell me that possibly she shouldn't get Knas because of Chum Ben Akana. No, nobody holds Chum Ben Akana. Neither of these Tanoim conceivably holds like this. Chum Ben Akana is a Shita that's very, very fringe, and therefore Rav Chisda is saying with certainty, that's Tosfos Pshat, that it's not consistent with either of these Tanayim, therefore we can be sure that they would agree to the din of the Mishnah about Nidah Chayev. That's Rav Chisda, that's Tosfos, that's one reading of the Gemara. The other way to read the Gemara is Rashi. The Lafuke Min Chum Ben Akana is the Gemara. Rav Chisda said his piece, and that's one thing that everyone agrees is a chiyuv knas by Baal Anida. And then the Gemara is commenting that the Mishnah itself is clearly against Chum Ben Akana. Since Chum Ben Akana says that Chayv Krisus are pater from Tashlumin, he equates Yom Kippur to Shabbos with Tashlumin. So it would come out, based on that the case of the Mishnah of Chayv Krisus, Baal Choso, and all the other cases would not have knas. For some reason, the Gemara didn't quote the Tosefta. The Gemara quotes a different source that says, a different brayso, not the Tosefta Ksuvos, the Tosefta in Bava Kamma, that mentions the din of Chum Ben Akana regarding Shabbos and Yom Kippur, which would extend, therefore, to our Mishnah. So it's similar to the Lafuke on the previous Amud. The Gemara is observing the Mishnah and saying and noting, taking note, Lafuke from whoever, and here it's against the Chum Ben Akana. Now Tosfos asks, on that pshat of Rashi, how do you know that the Mishnah is in fact against the Chum Ben Akana? Perhaps the Chum Ben Akana would accept the din of the Mishnah, because after all, we have special ribuyim to include Chayvei Krisus. If there's a ribuy of Chayvei Krisus, so built into the ribuy of Chayvei Krisus is that obviously we don't say Kamed Rav Minei. Ordinarily we do, but not over here. After all, we discussed earlier that the Mishnah says Yechayv Knas, even though presumably you could have darshined Lo Siyo Leisha, Isha Sheyesh Bahavaya, Isha Reyelukayma. And the reason why the Mishnah doesn't say that, doesn't hold that way, is because of the Gemara explains the Ribuy. You have Naira, 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 Psula, Psulos, you have Ribuyim. No, if we have a Ribuy that speaks to the case of Chayv Krisus, obviously, what's implicit in that ribuy is that we don't say Kamed Rav Minei. Maybe we would otherwise have said it. So how does the Gemara know that the Mishnah is Lafukei Min Chum Ben Akana? That's Tosfos Kasha. So we spoke at Rekiv Eger yesterday, just remind ourselves that seemingly the Gemara knows it because we have an Tosefta in Ksuvos. That's what the Tosfos Shadim points out. And the Gemara says, in fact, later on also, that Choso is against the Chum Ben Akana. So what's the problem? I mean, how could Tosfos suggest that it could be otherwise? Ki'ilu Tosfos is asking on Rashi, and what, Tosfos, you don't agree that the Mishnah is against the Chum Ben Akana? You really think it can work? It obviously can work. We know from other places. So the Kibbeger, that's correct. We might know from other places, but this Gemara doesn't seem to be learning it from other places. The Gemara is looking just at the evidence in front of us, and that is the Mishnah on Chof Tes in Ksuvos, and the Braisa of Chum Ben Akana of Yom Kippur, where he didn't say a word about the case in Ksuvos. And the Gemara is willing to make the statement without knowing anything else, that from this Mishnah we see it's against Chum Ben Akana. And that's where Tosfos can address the question on Rashi's Pshat, that how can the Gemara make such a statement without any further evidence? As far as we're concerned, if we just had the Mishnah to deal with, we could say that Ben Chum Ben Akana could agree to the din of the Mishnah based on the Ribuyim. Okay, that's the Kibbeger's way of reading Tosfos Kasha. So that's why, true, there's a Tosefta. Hang on, maybe this is what you're going to ask. At least two people asked me this morning. I don't have the teretz, but they said sanu. So why does the Gemara not just quote the Tosefta in Ksuvos? You know, why quote less than you have to, and then have to ask a kasha and give a teretz and try to learn it out from less information? If in fact the Gemara knows it's a Tosefta in Ksuvos, and the Gemara later on Lamed Hey relies on that. So like why would we not just say that? I mean, why are we only using Amishnah and making the assumption based on that of Yom Kippur Kishabbos? Okay, I'm not sure. Is that what you're going to ask?
No.
It's a good kasha anyway. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But according to Rabbi Akiva Yeager, that Tosfos is only dealing with like what's on our page and.
It's not the Tosfos doing it. It's that's what the Gemara is dealing with. So Tosfos can ask the kasha based on that.
So. Okay, so how could
Tosfos
then use
Baal
Bito as an answer?
No, so let's speak out. So what's the teretz Baal Bito? No, because what's on the page doesn't just mean Chavtes V'Alef. It can mean on Vavim Beis also.
Does it mean this?
Yeah, in other words, there's the ratio of the Mishnah, the Sefer of the Mishnah. That's all game for what we have to, Medayik. I mean, the Gemara can be Medayik because the Gemara relies on Daf Lamed Vav. But the Gemara is not being Medayik to something Suvis, because that's not part of what the Gemara is commenting. The Gemara is commenting on our Mishnah, but our Mishnah has a complementary Mishnah, which is the, in fact, the Mishnah is implicit here. This, but not the other case. This is Karis, and that's Baal Bito, and that's different. I mean, so they really become like one. I'll take it even further. I once saw somewhere, I'm not even sure if where I saw it, so I can't give credence to it, but I did see this somewhere, that the whole Seder Mishnah is, take it with a pound of salt, but I'm just telling you anyway, the Seder of Mishnais, you open a parak, say Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, my kid is learning Mishnais now, so he comes out, I finished Mishnah Ches, right, parak Beis, Mishnah Ches, whatever, was not actually Rabbeinu HaKadosh is doing, or what the Gemara is doing, so to speak. The Gemara had all the Mishnahs of the parak together as one, and then came the comments of the Gemara on, from the beginning of the one Mishnah to the end of that one Mishnah. Now, what happened was, at some point, it got rearranged, the Mishnahs got broken up, and then they put the comments of Talmud Bavli, relating to this Mishnah after that Mishnah, and then the comments of the part that would be relating to the quote-unquote second Mishnah after the second Mishnah. But you see sometimes, like in Yevamos or in Sanhedrin, you see these long Mishnahs, monster Mishnahs, like it's in the Ukkah the Mishnahs, Yachan and Boaz, you'll see separate Mishnahs, and you see in the Gemara. But the answer is, it could be every single parak of Mishnais should have been that way in the Gemara. That it was really the whole parak saying beginning to end, and then you had the Gemara. So then certainly it would solve your problem. But again, as I say, I'm not swearing by it. I'm just simply letting you know that I did see this once. Yeah.
The question of Eger, isn't it a question of Pshat in the Gemara, not in Rashi specifically?
No, it's given that the Gemara is making this inference from the evidence here from the Mishnah and from Rabbi Chunin HaKana in the Bavakam and the Tosefta. So that's the question. How does the Gemara know to say such a thing? Based on what we have here, we wouldn't necessarily know this.
So it's Tosfos Shita, though.
No, that's Tosfos Kash and Rashi. So according to Rashi, that's the Gemara. That's what the Gemara is doing. The Gemara is Mimedaik from the Mishnah. We know. We don't have to know that Tosef thinks of this. About we don't have to know that he said in the Furish that Achoso is Patrik and Knas. We don't have to know that. We can figure it out. We don't have to see it black on white that he said Yepotabachoso. We understand just by reading the Mishnah here that we know the Chumana Kana holds in general Yom Kippur is Kishabbos Tashumin. That's what we quoted, and that is clearly against our Mishnah. That's what the Gemara is saying, and that's what Tosfos comes to ask. And how does the Gemara know to say such a thing? That's basically Kibbe Eger's explanation of Tosfos, and it makes perfect sense. What is Tosfos' answer? That if, in fact, the reason why there'll be Knas in the Mishnah is because of a Riboy, then why do you decide only Karis Chayv Krisus have Knas and not Chayv Misus Bezin? There should be no difference between them. After all, according to Abraham and Akana, Karis is the same thing as Misus Bezin, be it Ason Ason, be it Rabbis Drasha, it's all the same halacha. So if the Torah went ahead and gave you a riboy that there's not going to become ramine in the case of knas, so it's not just by karis that should be no kamenamine. There should be no kamenamine by misa either. So how can you split it? And therefore, obviously, again, we don't need any direct Tosefta to tell us this. It's clear to us that Chavetz Chaim would disagree with this Mishnah. Okay, this is the Tosfos. Now, we alluded to at the end of the Shiur yesterday, there's another way that one could approach this issue that Tosfos asked on Rashi, separate from Tosfos Teretz that he gave, the Rashba and Tosfos. A very different answer. How does the Gemara know to be medayik that our Mishnah is against the B'chim Ben HaKan? Maybe what? What was Tosfos Kasha? Maybe the Riboy that we use for Chayvei Krisus is obviously telling me that there's going to be Knas here. Ordinarily, maybe not. Maybe Chayvei Krisus don't have Chiv Mamon associated, Kamen Rav Minei. But the reason why here, Habal Achoso is Chayv Knas is because of the Riboy. That was the Kasha. So there's a different way one could answer this in light of Rashi Lishitasa. And this Lishitasa that we're going to point out is actually a double Lishitasa. What do I mean? In other words, we're going to use this to explain Rashi from answering Tosfos Kasha that we just mentioned. And it's also going to prove that Rashi could not have learned the Lafuke in the Gemara like Tosfos. That who said Lafuke? How did Tosfos learn? Who said it? Rav Chisda. We're going to see, according to Rashi, it simply is not possible. You wouldn't be able to learn the Gemara like Tosfos. And we have an answer to the Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. What is this inyan? So, there is a halacha. Besides the Kam Drav Minei, when a person is Chayiv Misa for the act, and he's incurring a chiv mammon at the same time, so Kam Drav Minei says he's patur from mammon. There's another halacha that's attributed to the Tana de Vechizkiya, quoted numerous times in Shas. You have it here later in Daf Lamed Hei in Ksubis. Good mnemonic is you have it in Daf Lamed Hei in Bava Kama, same literally the same Daf Lamed Hei in Bava Kama. You have it in Ayin Tes in Sanhedrin, other places as well. Tana de Vechizkiya. Tanda V'Chizkiya has a Yafusa as follows. The Pasuk says at the end of Parshas Emor the following: Make Behema Yishalmena U'make Adam Yumas. So there's two halves to the Pasuk. Make Behema Yishalmena is a Chiyuv Mazik. Right? This is the idea that if a person causes damage to someone's property or animal is their property, so you have to make restitution. That's a halacha of Adam HaMazik. One of the Arba'avos Nezikin, of course, is Adam HaMazik, possibly Mavet, Mavet is Adam. Makei Behema Yishalmena. Part two of the Pasuk is what? Makei Adam Yumas. That means Rutzeach. Rutzeach. It could also mean Makei Aviv, even if the person doesn't die, the Makei Aviv makes a Chabura, he's also Chai Bisa. It could also possibly go into the Pasuk. But Pashtus is Makei Adam Yumas is Rutzeach. So we have two parts to the pasuk. So we have a drush of Tanya Chizkiya, and he says the following: Ma makei behema. These are the words I'm quoting here from Daf Lamed Hey. Ma makei behema. Lo chilakta bo. Bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid. The rest already is not as negiah for us, but we read the words: Bein b'skavein, l'she'enem b'skavein. Bein derech yirido derech aliyah, l'potro mamam. There are no exceptions in terms of the din of makei behema yishalmena, whether b'meza, whether b'shogeg, whether miskavin, imiskavin, whether derech li derech yirida. The halacha is across the board that you have to pay money. Let's focus on the first thing: bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid. What's the halacha? If a person is mazik b'shogeg, adam muad la'olam. To Mishnah and Kesed Regel, adam muad la'olam b'shogeg b'mezid. So there's no differentiation. Person always has to pay. Continues the drasha. So now we say, so too, maki adam yumas, af maki adam. Now in terms of maki behema, it's for the chiyuv. The chiyuv of maki behema is going to be in all cases, even shogeg. So too, maki adam yumas, some halacha of tashlumin that pertains to maki adam. What does tashlumin have to do with maki adam? Maki adam is a chiyuv misa. But the answer is, there is a classic halacha called Kamed Rav Minei, that if there's a chi of Misa that's being incurred, So then that creates a tour on Tashumei Mamam. That's the halacha that we know from Im Yir Asam Lo Yonish. So now we say the following: just like in terms of the chiyuv tashlumin that exists in the Makid Beim Shalmena, there's a lo chilakta, there's no differentiations Beim Bemezid Beim Beshogeg. So too Makay Adam Yumas, the case of chiyuv misa that brings with it a tur tashlumin. That's what Kam Dravine says. So it's also lo chilakta, which means Bein B'Shogig Bein Amazin. It doesn't have to be that he's actually Chayiv Misa for this act, even if he did it B'Shogig, even if there's not grounds to Mamish carry out the Chayiv Misa, but the Chayiv Mamon remains nonetheless. Very tight words. I'm not saying any of this. Tight. This is Tana Dvei Chizkiah. So what does it mean, bottom line, when you name it? That Tana Dvei Chizkiah is telling us that even the Kamen Ravine that we speak about is not just halacha when the person is bepoel actually chayiv misa, that even if the act was b'shogeg, even if it was enemis kavin, even if he's not mamish chayiv misa, but the act has in it that were to be done the mazid, it would be chayiv misa. So even though it wasn't the mazid, it was b'shogeg, there's also halacha up to a tashlum. That's as far as Chiyuv Misa B'Shogig is concerned. Now, how does this carry over, if at all, to other halachas of Kamen Ravine? So before we jump to Krisus, so let's mention this also to the Yediyah that's later on in the Perek. There's halacha of Chai Malkius. What else is patering Maman besides Misa? Malkius, Kidei B'Shas. So the person is Chai Malkius, they don't have to pay if they're also Chayiv Malkus, which of course creates its own issues for our Mishnah, right? Elohein Halokin, Haba Alachoso, and so on. So how can it say Haba Alachoso Chayiv Knas? What happened to Kam Ramine of what? Of Kedei Shasso, of Malkus. That's the Sugya later on. Good. It's whole Sugya. But that's not our Sugya, right? We're not there yet. But here's the question. Chayiv Malkus paters Mamun. Only if there's Malkus the Poel, meaning there was Hasra, Hisrubo. Suppose the person did an Avera of Malkus, but there was no Hasra, which means he's not actually going to get punished with Malkus. Would there be a Ptur Tashumin based on the halacha of Chayvi Malkios, the Pater Mamon? In other words, Chayvi Malkios Shogigin. Tanvei Chizkiah spoke about Chayvi Misos Shogigin. And that's the din of Lochilakta that you put. What about Chayve Malkis Shogit? So, anyone know? Anyone in Bikias? What's the answer? What's the din? Machokis between? Yochanan Mishlakish. Good. Daf Lamed Hey. That's the Maskana Sagamar, the only argument by Malkis. You can look at the two lines on Daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara works out that the Machokis, Yochanan Mishlakish, is limited to Chayvi Malkus. By Chayvi Mises, everyone accepts Tanvei Chizkiah. It's not clear that everyone accepts it. L'maisa, it could be there's a machokis about Tanvei Chizkiah. There probably is. But at least in terms of Yochanan Mishlakish, the Gemara assumes that everyone is on the same boat, that there is a din of Chayvi Mises Shogigin. However, the question between Yochanan Mishlakish is whether we're Makish Chayvi Malkius to Chayvi Mises in this regard, that it should be a Ptur even B'Shogig, by Chayvi Malkus Shogigin. Dr. Gemar, Kiyasa Ravin, on the Daf Lamed Hey. Chayvin Misa Shogin Kuyamolo Pligi Depturin. Ki Pligi Bechayvin Malkus Shogin. Bedavar Acher. Yochan Omar, Chayvin Malkus, Chayvin Misa Iskish, Chayvin Malkus, Lo Iskish. There's no Hekish and Lochilakta. Shogish Omar Potter. The Fesh Rub Sator, Chayvin Malkus, Ki Chayvin Misa. Now, in your name. The question of the hour. Rav Nechunya ben Akana holds that Yom Kippur is equated with Shabbos L'Tashlumin. In other words, he applies the rule Kam Dravinei to Kares and Mamon, that there's no Chiyuv Mamon. Abaye's reason, Asan Asan, Rav's reason, Kares Shulikim Misa Shalachem. How far does that go? Does that also mean that the rule of Tanvei Chizkiah of Chai V'Misa Shogigin will also play out, according to Bechunim HaKana, by Chai V'Krisa Shogigin? Or no, when it comes to the din of chilin hanakana, it's only chay v'krisus b'mezid, but not b'shod. So this is a very important machlokas rishonim. It's not just Rashi Tosis, it's the Balamora and the Ramban later, Daf Lamed Hey. It's a lot of rishonim on either side. But the inyaneinu again, it seems to be a machlokas in Pesachim, and the Pnei Yeshua is mixing it. And I gave it to you to see. Rashi and Tosis on Daf Kav Tes in Pesachim. But Maisa, it's Nefurish and Tosis here as well, and Ahmed Beis, 100%, like he says in Pesachim. Namely, according to Rashi, it would seem, the Mashal points it out in Pesachim Daf Gamed Beis also, the same thing, that it would seem in Rashi, that the rule of Chayve Mises Shogin is limited to Mises Beis Din. But Chayve Krisis Shogin with Nechil HaNakana would not be Pater from Tashlum. Where do you see it in Rashi? So let's get acquainted with this, because we need to know this anyway for Tosas Amid Beis, so it's right to just know the case. It's going to come up in the Tosas Amid Beis. What is the case? A person eats Chametz Shal Hegdish on Pesach. Machokes, says the Gemara, if he's Moel. Now, the halacha is that to be chayiv me'ila, a person is moel behegdish, he has to pay keren, plus chomesh, plus he has to bring what?
Carbon
asha me'ilos. This is all assuming he did it, how?
Shogeg.
So we have a question, if he ate chametz shel hegdish, the moed, will he have to pay keren the chomesh, that's the tashlumin that we're discussing, or not? Machokas. So the Gemara wants to know what's going on. What's the pshat? Why would you say that lo moal pashtus? Why shouldn't he? He ate hegdish the shogeg. He owes keren the chomesh. Man yesh omrim. Yesh omrim lo moal. Man yesh omrim. Says the Gemara. Amr Rav Yochanan. This goes like Rav Nechunya ben Akana. The Sanya, the Nechun Makana, Haya, Osus Yomakipurim, Keshavis, with Tashlumin, Mashavis, Mishai, Benafsha, Padim, the Tashlumin, after Yomakipurim, Mishai, Benafsha, Padim, the Tashlumin. The context is more as Mamish Nanagay in the slightest. It's a whole separate Cheshbin of Rabbacha was Choser. It's Mamish Nat in any way, Shaykh, so it's fine. Just to get simply the case and the Gemara Zukimta in the case. The case is a person ate Chametz shel hegdish ben moed, yesh omrim lo ma'al. Why lo ma'al? Because the person eats chametz on Pesach, what's the penalty? Kares, memela, kares, patres, minatashlum. What's the kasha that Rashi brings here that they ask? Rashi's mask a little bit, Rabbi Yisrael, okay, based on Agamar as well. Rashi gives us the basic makar, he gives us lo ya'asan as the makar. But then Rashi brings the yesh toin. Some have a problem the following kasha. They ask, but wait a second. How can you have Nechmin HaKana pottering from the Chiyuv Keren V'Chomesh of Me'ila if he ate Chametz of Hegdish on Pesach? After all, Ki Patar of Nechunya B'Mezid Patar the Bar Korosu V'Acha B'Shogig Askinam B'Ktani Mo'al B'Shogig La'Bar Korosu. What's Rashi's what's the kasha? Rav Nechunya patters the mezid when he's bar kares, and here we're talking b'shogeg. He says moal, but how do you have it both ways? If he's shogeg, that's why there's moal. There's no kares. So how can you have in the same breath yesh omen lo moal? We're discussing the possibility of being chayiv from me'ila, which means it was a shogeg. That's why you should pay Karen Vachomesh. And also talk about being potter because of Nebuchun Ben Hakana, that there's a Chiyiv Kareis for eating Chametz. The Chiyiv Kareis for Chametz is B'mezid. And the Chiyiv Tashlumin of Me'ila is B'shogeg. That's the Kasha that Rashi quotes. So what does Rashi answer? It's a mistake, this Kasha. Why? Tosuzeh. The Gabi Chametz, Mezid Hu. The Gabi Heg, the Shogeg Hu. Well, yeah, that's Shushal Hegdish. It's not a contradiction. Why are you assuming it's the same? It's a mezid for both or a shogeg for both? It's two separate things. There's an aveira of eating chametz, there's an aveira of being mo behegdish. So the meal of behegdish is with the shgaga he didn't know was hegdish. That's why there's a basis to mechayev tashlumin for me'ila, right? And the chametz has a karis because on that he knew it was a piece of bread. He knew it was chametz. He ate chametz on Pesach b'mezid. That's karis. So the karis is in fact a karis of mezid, and the shogeg is on the meila, on the hegdish. This is Rashi's answer. In other words, the assumptions of the question, Rashi doesn't challenge in respect to what. In other words, the assumptions of the questions were twofold. There's two assumptions in this question. Number one, that if you're a shogig on the kares, on the me'ila, on the hegdish, you're in the stomach, you're shogig on everything, you're shogig on the chametz. Rashi says, nothing doing. You're amazing on the chametz. But what else is clear from this question that Rashi didn't change in the teretz? So if he's not getting kares because it's not mezid, there is no basis to pater from Teshulman. The only time that you'd say Tanavichitskiya is, the only time you'd say that there's Kohen Dravine is if it's amazing. You won't cry Tanavichitskiya in the case of Karis. That seems to be what Rashi's saying. Lamashal, what does Tosus say on this question? Tosus says, Hafagav the Shogi Gairi, Miktani Ma'av, Lomal, Mikom Makom. Kaimuan Kichiskiya da Amhar Chaybek Pisa Shogin Tum Natashlumin Vuat in Karis Glam Nachunya. Simple answer. The whole kasha doesn't get off the ground. Okay, it's Shogeg. But it's still something that were to be amazing, that'd be Karis. So if there's a Shogeg, that's the Lochilata of the Chiskiya. What do you see apparently in Rashi, Rabosa? You see in Rashi that Rashi needed to answer differently. Rashi needed to answer that the case is that he was amazed on the chametz. Were it to be shogig on the chametz, there's no din of kamed ramin. There's no din of nechulim ben akana.
Because there's no
kares. Because there's no kares. There has to be the poel achi of kares to pater from tashlumin. And Tosa says, no, same halacha, Tanav Chizkiya, that patters mitashlumin by chayvim misos shogigin would be huadin, would be nechunya by karis shogigin. No. L'chara, it's nothing machokas Rashi and Tosa. And again, you see the whole Tosa in Amud Beis, the whole Tosa wouldn't exist if Tosa didn't hold this way. Again, the Tosa Zash Achal Chuma, we see it. The whole Tosis is built on this assumption. The Tosis, and the Mashal points it out there, that the whole sheet of Tosis, as he says in Pesachim, that Chayve Krisus Shogin v'Nochun Nakana is part of Mitashlum. Apparently, Rashi disagreed, as we see in Rashi Pesachim Chavtes, and it's also clear in Rashi Lamed Beis in Pesachim, and Mashal over there is Medayik in Rashi Lamed Beis. Presumably, it's right here in the Rashi Chavtes. I'm not sure. I think it's signed Rashi over here. Rashi seems to be assuming that apparently the din of Atan Bechizkiya is only said by Chayvim Mises. What could be the mahal? Now you have to start thinking. Like, what could be underneath this? It's not simple. What could be the kudas amachlokas? So maybe one possible mahalach among many, just to think at least for now. Like, why is it clear to Tosus that the din of Atan Bechizkiya should apply to Kares for Nechunya, and for Rashi not necessarily? So it could be the following. What is the din of Tandavei Chizkiya? Is it the same din of Kamed Rav Minei? Or is it a totally new din? Kamed Rav Minei says that a person does something that's Machayev and Misa, he's part of Tashlumin. Now you have Tandavei Chizkiya, who says that if a person did something that's Machayev Misa B'Mezid, he did it B'Shogig, he's part of Tashlumin. Is that an extension of the same halacha of Kamed Rav Minei? Or is it a new halacha? A new halacha. In other words, a maisa that's mechayiv, misa, that has a potential, in the abstract, mechayiv misa, patras and tashlumin. It's not the same halacha of Kamed Rav Minei, it's a different halacha. Or is it an extension of the same halacha of Kamed Rav Minei? In other words, where would be possibly an afkamina? What did Baruchim Nakana learn out? He learned out the din asom asom, or according to Rava, Let's start with Asan Asan. Asan Asan of Abaya. It could be possibly different. What is he learning out? He's learning out that just like we know by the Asan of Misak Deshamayim, Im Yir Asan Goya Anish, so too, Asan Bide Shemayim is the same thing. Okay? So what does that speak to? What halacha? The din of Im Yir Asan Goya Anish. What is that halacha? That's not shogeg, that's mazid. So that's all I bring over to Chai B'Krisis. What do you want to know? Tanvei Chizkiya has a halacha, maki adam maki behema. What is that? Maki adam maki behema. Ma maki behema lo chilakta. Af maki adam lo chilakta. What's maki adam? It's not kares. This is mazid. So what are you going to bring over to kares? The kares halacha, kam dravine, is tied into asan asan. And asan asan is a din kam dravine of chiyuv misa. There's a new halacha of a misa that's mechayiv misa. So the misa is b'shogeg. The misa is b'shogeg, but could be mechayiv misa the mezid, and that also patters. And that halacha is learned out of maki or the maki behema. But there's no link from that to kares. So where are you going to come out with a chayiv kares shogeg? The link to kares is tied into what halacha? To the asan asan. Everyone hear that? In other words, so that you wouldn't end up with the din of Chayvei Kares Shogin to be Pater. That could be why Rashi holds that there's no din of Chayvei Kares Shogin. It's a little bit harder when you get to Rav, and it's interesting. The Tosus Shans in Pesachim actually makes this issue dependent on Abai and Rav, I believe. He tells that, according to Rav, Kares Shali Kemisa Shalachem could mean that whatever at the end of the day is halacha by misa is halacha by kare. So it could be, if I know at the end of the day that a maisa tzmachay misa is also pattering from tashlumin, so kare should be the same thing. It could be that for Rava it's a little bit harder to see Rashi, but then again, maybe not. Maybe all Rava meant was to learn out when it's achiv misa bepoel, achiv kare bepoel. Why would Tosis disagree? Even with an Abai, presumably. Tosis not disagreeing, making a totally an Abai of a Rav, right? Because Tosis says that Tanya Chizkiah is not a new halacha. It's a detail within the dinam, Kamadravine. Tomo says it's a giloy. Kamadravine is not just about the chiyuv misa itself that exists, that patters. It's that the misa that's mechayiv misa patters, that's one halacha. It's one halacha of Kamadravine. Lo chilakta is just taking that halacha and extrapolating and building it and fleshing it out. It's not a separate din. So therefore, once you tie in Kamadravine to Chai V'Krisis, then whatever it is that's a true by Chai V'Misa's base, it's true by Chai V'Krisis. It's a tchilas, it's a beginning of a thought. What could be the underlying point? Again, is Tanya Chizkiah an entirely new paradigm? Or is it part of an existing paradigm of Kamed Rav Mineh? If it's part of an existing paradigm, then the halacha should go over to Mechumen HaKana as well. If it's a new halacha, then all you have in Mechumen HaKana is a link to the first halacha of Kamed Rav Mineh, not to the second halacha. A few people had questions, yeah.
According to Rashi, who says, Ein Chilak being Misa's based
in... You've been in Tosis, the Rashi Tosis.
Yeah. So even if it was a new din, still, it seems like all the dinim and Shabbos are...
Wait. What you're? I'm confused. You're saying the Rashi and Tosis?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a new din in terms of.
No, we're talking about
Misa and Karis being a new din. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about Tanvei Chizkiah being a new din. The Tosis is discussing the din of Kum Damine of Karis and Chum Damine of Misa. I'm not saying it's a new din or a new din. That's not what I'm discussing now.
No, we're talking about Is Krisa Shogin part of Kimla? Is it part of the din of Kimla, or is it separate?
No. Let me. So good. I'm glad you brought this up. Let me clarify for everybody. There's a din of Chai V'Krisis Kamed Rav Mineh that we learn out either Asan Asan or Karsi Kmisa Shalachem. Let's say Asan Asan. There's halacha by Chai V'Krisis Beis Din, the Mezid, that this part of Natashlumin. That's Asan Im Yir Asan Lo Yonish. Now we have Tanvei Chizkiah that says that lo chilakta ben shogeg u'mezid. Is the din of Tanvei Chizkiah a new din, an entirely new halacha, or is it part and parcel of the din itself, miya us and lo yanish. That it's not just mazin, but even shoging that punches. That's the question. My nafkamina could be, nafkamina is, if I'll be able to learn out chayve krisus shogigin in the same way that we know chayve misus shogigin. Because chayve krisus, the din kamid ravine, is coming from the case of asam. Again, I want to keep it with a bayit. It's simpler with a bayit to hear the nafkamina. So it's learned out of asam asam. So the ason of chayve misus is talking about where there is a chayve misus. And that's what I learn out to chayve krisus. So I know that chayve krisus, if he's chayve karis for his action, he won't be chayve mamam for his action. Now we want to know, what if the action was done b'shoge? He ate the chametz b'shoge. Would he be pater from tashumin? So now that depends on the following. That which by chayve misus shogegin, we know tanda v'chizkiya that says lo chilakta, is that sort of a giloy on the din that we already learned out from Miya Us and Lo Yanesh, that halacha is really, the lumdus is such that it's not just about when he's chayv misa but poel, it's whenever. It's one din. That is the din of Ramine. It's one halacha of Ramine, that a person does a maisach machayv misa, whether there is misa but poel, whether or not he's part of mamon. That's the din. It's not two separate halachas. How do we know that the din is such? Because Tanvir Chizkiya came and gave us that perspective. If that's the din of Kamed Ramine, then what I know to Chayve Krisus is going to have the same exact paradigm as Chayve Mises. So even Shogin is put. But if Tanvir Chizkiya is not defining Kamed Ramine, it's another din, another halach, a parallel halach. There's a din Kamed Ramine with Chayve Mises. There's another halacha called Tanit Vechizki, Lo Chilakta, that also patas. A Maisetz Mechayiv Misa patas. You want to know what you need two dinim? Okay, it could be nafkaminas.
I'm asking, even if it's two dinim.
It's two dinim, then where am I going to get that halacha to Karis, to Chayiv Karis Shogi? Where's it going to come from?
It says all the details of Shabbos are the same as Karis. Isn't that what he says, the Rashba? He says that Ein Chilak bin Chayiv Mitzos.
He's saying regarding the following. If I have a ribui that the Torah says that even though it's chayve krisus, you'll see it's going to be confusing because I want to come to this very point to answer Rashi's kasha. But just what is the Rashba saying? If I have a ribui to be marbe chayve krisus to have knas, then it's not going to be just chayve krisus. If there would have been a p'tur of the knas because of chayve krisus patering mamon, then it's not going to stop at that. Then obviously the ribui is coming to say we don't use kamed ravine here. Once I know kamed ravine is applied to kares, and if there's a ribui the Torah says that overrides that, then why do you stop here and not apply and then say that it should always be chayv knas, even by Mrs. Bezdin? It wouldn't be just the case of achoso that would be chayv knas. Bita would also be chayv knas. That's what the Rashba is saying. That's not what we're discussing. In other words, that's in terms of that which we know by Chayvi Mises Beis, then if it's true by Chayvi Krisus, then if you're going to change one, you're changing the other. But let's see how this is going to answer up now the Kasha on Rashi. So we have a Machlokas Rashi Tosis is clear, right? We have maybe a possible way to think about what this Machlokas is totally in. Could be telling a lot of other things too. Could be totally maybe even in the limud of us and us on versus Rava, as I mentioned, that there could be that for Rava it's a little bit easier to see that it would apply to Chayvi Krisus Shogigin, and according to Abaye, maybe not. But for Tosis, it certainly doesn't depend on Rabbi Varava. For Abaye, for Rashi, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But this is a Machlokas Rashi and Tosis. Okay, yeah?
How do we view Tanit Vechizkiya as its own din anyway? Because all it does is connect the two together.
It connects Maki Adam Maki Behema. But what's it connecting? It's connecting Maki Behema to Maki Adam, so it's only speaking about a case of Maki Adam, not about a case of Karis. So in the world of Maki Adam, there's a din of Tan Vechizkiya, of a Maki Adam, Lo Chilakta. Now, Rabosai, again, I don't want to get too involved with Tan Vechizkiya, except only in terms of this point right now, that how would this affect Pshat and Tosis? how do we seemingly have a very different take on Rashi now, knowing Rashi in Sachim Chavtes? If Rashi holds, and this is clearly what Rashi seems to say, that Chayvi Krisus Shogigin are not covered by the dinner of Avichud Ben Akana, of Kamad Ravine, Chayvi Krisus Shogigin are Chayv Tashum. Right? So let's come back and look at Tosis Kasha and Rashi. The Gemara states, we have a Mishnah Haba Al Achoso. And what does the Mishnah say? Haba Al Achoso? Chayev Knas. So the Gemara comments, La'afuke, from who? From Nechunya. The Mishnah says Chayev Knas, and Nechunya made Yom Kippur like Shabbos with Tashlumin, so for him, there would be a Tur Knas. That's the Gemara. That's Rashi's reading of the Gemara. Fektos is Akasha and Rashi. How does the Gemara know, just from this alone, how does the Gemara know that Rabbi Nechunya can't square with the Mishnah? I have a very good way to fit Rabbi Nechunya with the Mishnah. You know why? Because I have a Riboy. Naira, 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 Psula, Psula, Psulos. And there's a Riboy that's discussing Chayvei Krisus. So if I have a Riboy and Chayvei Krisus, so the reason why Haba Al Achoso gets Knas, really, there's a thing called Ravine in terms of everywhere else. We're going with Chayvei Kana. But this Mishnah can still say Haba Al Achoso, Chayvei Knas. Why? Because I have a Riboy on Chayvei Krisus that they get Knas. So obviously the Torah must be saying what? That there's no Kamad Ravine here. So here's the exception. That's Tosis Kasha. No, knowing Rashi B'sachim Chavtes, is this a Kasha? Does knowing that there's a Riboy automatically mean that there'd be no din, that there'd be a Chiv Knas, and no din come and drive me? No, somebody tell me. What's wrong with this picture? No? Good. The Riboy doesn't say the case. The Riboy is discussing what issue. What issue, before anything else, is relevant that the Riboy has to talk about? What's the problem separate from Chumra Khan? What's the problem by Kares? Shogi or Mezid? What's the problem by a woman who's a Chayvei Krisus? She's not Yesh Bahavai, right? So the Riboy is needed for that, to override the problem of Les Bahavai. But what's the thrust of Tosis Kasha? But if the only woman Yesh Bahavai is Chayvei Krisus, and the Riboy is speaking about Chayvei Krisus, then written over this Riboy, implicit in this Riboy, is something else as well. If the Riboy speaks to Chayvei Krisus and says Chayvei Krisus, even though it's Espa Avaya, still gets Knas, but what else do we mean while seeing the same Riboy? We see something more. We see that the Torah is saying that I'm not going to say Kamad Ravine. I'm going to override Kamad Ravine. You pay Knas despite the fact that that's Chayvei Krisus. So if every Chayvei Krisus has Kamad Ravine, then you have a Riboy that obviously is telling me not to say Kamad Ravine. So why can't it be Rav Nechunya? Rav Nechunya can also hold all over the place that there's a Ptura Kamad Ravine, but here we have a Riboy, and the Riboy speaks to a case of Kares, because that's the case of Les Ba'avaya. So if it speaks to a case of Kares, which would ordinarily have Kamad Ravine, so that's why there's no Kamad Ravine over here. That's assuming that it's built in, there's a Kamad Ravine. According to Rashi and Sachim, it's not built in. For all we know, the Riboy is needed only for what case of Chayvei Krisus? No, the case where there's no Kamad Ravine. You can't push more than you have to into the Riboy. The Riboy doesn't say what it's talking about. It's needed for less Bahavaya. So that's as relevant by Shogi as by Mezid. Kamad Ravine is a principle in all over Shas. If Kamad Ravine of Kares is only said by Mezid, then the Mishnah would not be able to say that Haba Al Achoso gets Knas b'mezid, and we're going to have to assume that the Mishnah is talking when it was b'mezid, that there is Kares, Af B'Shehem B'Kares, maybe the Lashna Mishnah, maybe more than that, but the Mishnah would be saying that Haba Al Achoso b'mezid gets Kares. The Gemara looks at the Mishnah and assumes that the Mishnah is talking b'mezid, the Lashna Shehem B'Kares. And the Mar can therefore say with perfect conscience that this is the road to Avichud Ben Akana. Perfect. Why? Because what was Tosas Kasha? Maybe, really, we hold Chayvei Krisa as Patus and Tashlumin. But over here it's different because I have a Riboy. And the Riboy is going by Chayvei Krisa. So the Torah is saying to ignore the Din Kamed Rav Minei. The Torah never said that. The Torah just said Chayvei Krisa have Knas. So the Torah could be discussing Chayvei Krisa Bishogeg. There is no issue Kamed Rav Minei that's interfering. But Bishogeg, the only issue to consider is she's not a Isha Shiesh Bahavaya. But regarding Mazin, we could still keep the din of Kandravine and Patra from Knas. And the Mishnah is Mashma that even the Mazin, there's a tour of, there's a Chi of Knas. Even the Mazin. Abishen Bikaris, Pashtas, all cases, even the Mazin. So how could that be? That must, and the Reba is not going to help you to override Kandravine if you would otherwise say Kandravine. So must be that the Mishnah is Lokhim. So we have a perfect, beautiful answer. We don't need the Rashba's Teretz and Tosas, right? We have a simple answer to Tosas Kasha. No? That's one half of how Rashi, you know, you see, according to Rashi, the whole Kasha Tosas, Tosas is asking, Lishitaso, no? But Tosas, the din of Kamramine of Shogeg is the same thing by Karas as by Mrs. Bezdin. And Chumah Kana would say, Chayvei Krisa Shogegin is Pater. So therefore, the Riboy is going to automatically bump against what halacha. The Riboy of Chayvei Krisa is automatically, and it's going to automatically bump against the halacha of Kamed Rav Minei. So maybe that's why you're Chayvei Knas, because the Riboy is overriding Kamed Rav Minei. So Tosus gives a different teretz. Yeah, but then you would say it by Mrs. Basin too, by Bito. But for Rashi, you don't need that teretz. For Rashi, the teretz is simpler. The Riboy doesn't in any way indicate that you should override Kamed Rav Minei. If you would otherwise say Kamed Rav Minei of Kares, you would still say it. We are b'mezit. That's when you always say it. And the case of the Rebbe would only be b'shogi. But the Mishnah is mashma that there's always going to be knas, even b'mezit. Everyone hear it? The cheshvin is simple, no? According to the Rashi and Sachin, Tosas Kasha disappears. And the Gemara is beautiful. Afuke, we understand very well why the Mishnah is against the Chumash Kana. Without any Tosefta, without any new information, it's clear. The Riboy is not going to help us. Tosas Kasha doesn't start. The Riboy is only going to go so far, but it won't necessarily have to indicate that we went to override Kamed Rav Minei. The Riboy is already applicable on the case of Shogeg, on the issue of Les Bahavaya. And then leave alone Kamed Rav Minei. We should be Pata B'mezid, because Kamed Rav Minei. Must be that the Mishnah is simply not agreeing with the Chumash Kana at all. Okay, this is one interesting benefit from knowing Rashi and Sachin. Had that Rashi, that Tosas Kasha and Rashi goes off. Question? Yeah.
Are we saying that just because the Mishnah could be referring to both Shogeg and Mezid, therefore you can't apply?
You could say it two ways. You could say the Mishnah is talking Bechor in both cases. You could say the Mishnah, the Dafka is talking to Mezid. I mean, you could say that too. I mean, umaisa b'shogi, you also be chayef. But I mean, but umaisa, the Mishnah could certainly be talking to Mezid. Yeah. Now, there's another benefit to this, to knowing Rashi and Pesachim. And that's, I think, where the Pnei Yeshua comes from. Go back to Tosas' reading of the Gemara. How did Tosas read La'afuke? Who said it? Rav Chisda. So what did Rav Chisda have to say? Rav Chisda taught us that Haba al Anida, everybody agrees, is what? Chayv Knas. Shem Benasi, Shem Natimni. After all, she's Yesh Bahavaya, Anida has Havaya, Anida is where you look at. Rav Chisda wasn't finished. But you're wondering, yeah, but maybe they might hold there will be no Knas, for what reason? You wonder, you think they might be, maybe there'll be no knas for what reason? Because of Kam Ram, they have no Mnachunya. So no, don't go there, says Rav Chisda. Chisda says, I know what you're thinking. La'afukim mid Rav Chisda. They don't hold their Mnachunya. So therefore, they clearly signed on to the Mishnah, Abal Amida Chayv Knas. So Rav Chisda needed to emphasize that La'afukim. According to Rashi, can that pshat stand up to scrutiny? That Lafuke is part of Rav Chisda. Why did Rav Chisda have to add Lafuke? Because he'd be barred by a question. That the Mishnah could seemingly not work, would not fit with the din of the Mishnah, would not fit with these two Tanaim, because maybe they would hold Pater because of what? Because of Avnei Chunya. The answer is they don't accept Avnei Chunya, they don't hold Avnei Chunya. So Chisda needed to say that. No? Somebody? Fill me in, Yosef?
It wouldn't work according to Rashi, because the Yoshu explains over there that you would just plug in, because technically how Kolmodim could be going on Rabbi Nehunya, the fact that Shogi, because by Shogi you would still have a Knas. So
they could agree to the din of Baal Anida, it could still have validity. The din of Baal Anida could have validity in a case that is no common Ravine. So maybe they would buy into Avnei Chunya. Why do you have to assert that they don't go to Avnei Chunya, that they don't accept Avnei Chunya? It's not relevant. Avnei Chunya is only talking about Mezid and not Shogeg. So the issue of Baal Anida has relevance in a case where there's no common Ravine. In a case of Shogeg. So it's finished. Why does Chisda need to say anything else? That's what Nei Yeshua says. Anyone have an hour? Maybe a hour on this. Maybe, go ahead.
I was going to ask you to repeat that again.
Okay, so again, if Avnei Chunya ben Akana's din is only by Kares ben Mezid, but not in a case of Shogeg, then for all we know, these Tanaim could hold like Avnei Chunya. You don't have to make it clear that they don't go like Avnei Chunya. And they could still Hakol Modin Baal Anida, because it could be relevant in the case of Shogeg. In the case of Shogeg, that's when they would agree that Yechayev Knas. It was a Shogeg on a Choso. It was a Shogeg on that she was a Choso or whatever. He didn't know the Chorus. He didn't know that there's Chorus on a Choso. Different types of cases of Shogeg. So why do Rav Chisda have to say anything? The main point of Rav Chisda is to point out that they would embrace the Halacha Baal Anida Chayev Knas. And there's no new curveball that's going to change that. What's the curveball that would change it? Avnei Chunya ben Akana. It's not going to change it anyway. B'shogeg, you don't have Avnei Chunya ben Akana. So just leave that out. Baal Anida Chayev Knas, it's real kaima, yesh ba'avaya, finished. And Avnei Chunya ben Akana has only been made it anyway. So just talk about shogeg. I believe that's the cheshbon that the Pnei Yeshua makes. Yep, he says, "V'mishe kasavti besamach pirish Rashi muchrach ufishit hasel." Rashi couldn't learn Tosas Pshat. Rashi says in Pesachim Chavtes, he quotes Rashi Chavtes, that Avnei Chunya is only talking b'mezid, not b'shogeg. There he'd be moda. Speaking. He said, anyway, the case of Rav Chisda is not every single case. If there's Malkus, you have a problem with Malkus. It has to be without Hasra. So you could say Rav Chisda's statement is Bishogig. So what did Rashi say instead? It's going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah already, you could say, is talking about a case of Mezid, as we pointed out. Certainly the Mezid, Apishem B'Kares, but Rav Chisda's statement for itself could be dealing with Shogi. My only little quibble with this is just, maybe, hang on, maybe it's what you're going to say. If not, you'll tell me what you're going to say. I mean, I would have said, Shani Latzmi, that when Rav Chisda's a kol mod in Baal Anida, he didn't create a new case of Baal Anida. He was basically pointing Ki'ilu with his finger to the Mishnah. Hakol Modim, that there's a whole list of Chayvik Achoso and all the others, and then the last case is Baal Anida. So when Chisda says Hakol Modim, he's saying Hakol Modim that this case of the Mishnah, Ba'asher Husham, in what the Mishnah is discussing, Hakol Modim, that would be true. That the din of the Mishnah in its own context would be true according to these two Tanaim. Now, if that's the case, then this Cheshbon is no longer valid. In other words, so then even Rashi in theory could have read the Gemara like Tosfos, that he had to say La'afuke, because if we're talking about a case of Mezid, and the Mishnah is Mezid, then he needed to plug the hole and say, but they don't agree with the Chunya. The only reason Tosfos Yeshua can say that Rashi can learn like Tosfos reading of the Gemara is because he's reading Rav Chisda's case of Bar Anida, as Rav Chisda invented the case, and you can tell me whatever, you know, example you want for that case to be so. But if you want to say Rav Chisda's case is really the case of the Mishnah, then we really do have the issue of Rav Nechunya to deal with. Okay, that's my little... Maybe you're going to ask also? Yeah. Okay. Oh, no. You hear my point?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what's your ha'ar? Oh, okay. What, that was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Baruch Shekivanti. Okay. Okay. Okay, I'll both say, let's... Any other questions? If not, we'll start the next Tosfos. Yeah? Go.
Can you just explain one more time, before the Tosfos, how just using Rashi and something, you can answer Tosfos' question?
Yeah, so the question Tosfos had on Rashi was that, how do I know to say, how does the Gemara know to say that the Mishnah is incompatible with Rav Nechunya? Maybe the Mishnah can hold like Rav Nechunya, given that you need a riboy for Chayvei Krisus, so that riboy is dictating that in this case we do say Knas despite what would otherwise be a dinner come lebe d'rabim. In other words, the riboy is coming to override the coming d'rabim. That is only a kasha if you assume that built into every example of Chayvei Krisus that the Sukkim apparently are referring to, and that's the Havaya case, which is Chayvei Krisus, built into that is always going to be the other variable called Kavod Rav Nechunya. So then maybe we do hold Rav Nechunya general, but the Ribui is telling me here that there's an exception. That's what Tosfos has the kasha. But according to Rashi, Rav Nechunya is only speaking b'mezid, not b'shogeg. So then, assuming that the Mishnah is b'mezid, you can't use a riboy to defend saying that there's a chiyuv knas b'mezid against Rav Nechunya, despite holding like Rav Nechunya, because for all we know, the riboy is only going to help you to tell me that there's knas b'shogeg. B'shogeg, there's knas, despite the fact that she's not a bas havaya. But you can't push the riboy beyond that to a case of mezid when there would otherwise be a din of coming to Rav Nechunya. Maybe that should still remain in this place. The riboy has its application, and the general rule of coming to Rav Nechunya of kares should have its application. And the Mishnah would have no right to say that habal of achosa bin mezid, which is presumably the case of the Mishnah as well, bin mezid, there's a chiyuv knas. How could you say that? There should be a ptur knas bin mezid because of coming to Rav Nechunya. I, the riboy, should tell me otherwise. The riboy would only be necessary for shogeg. But the Riboy would leave alone the case of Mezid. Is it clear? Okay. Let's see the next Tosfos. Hakol b'dei shamayim, chutz mitzinin pachim. So let's get our bearings. What do we have in the sugya? We have now a shakir v'tayr that follows within the drasha of that Abaya tribute to Rav Nechunya that we learn out ason, ason. We have ason Bidei Adam, that's the lo yasson, that's the din come dramine by Chayv Mises, im yasson loy anish. We have asson bidei shemayim, the karahu asson by the story in Miketz, Yaakov. So that's an asson bidei shemayim. That's what Yaakov is concerned about with sending Binyamin, an asson bidei shemayim. On this, Rav Adda Bar Ava asks, you're assuming that Yaakov was concerned about an ason bidei shamayim, which for Rav Adam means tzinim upachim, cold and heat. Says Rav Adda Bar Ava, who says that was on Yaakov's mind. Maybe what was on Yaakov's mind was an ason bidei adam, namely what? Aryeh v'ganvi, lions and thieves. To which the Gemara answers, yeah, but don't tell me Yaakov only was thinking about something which is ason bidei adam. He was obviously thinking also about ason bidei shemaim. Atu Yaakov ha azir ha lo azir. The sutness mekatik b'shasa sakana, as Rashi quotes in Chumash. All kinds of things could happen. Ason bidei shemaim, as well as ason bidei adam. So therefore, he was even mazir on what? On things which are bidei shemaim. And at this point, we're assuming that would be tzinin pachin. So now the Gemara gets sidetracked on the question of what exactly is classified as Bidei Shemaim or Bidei Adam. from Avada Bar Ava, and the way he formulates the question, he was assuming that Tzinim Pachim is Bidei Shamayim. Are you Gadi Bidei Adam? The Gemara has a double question. The second part of the question has to do with Ar V'Ganvi, that seemingly that is in fact Bidei Shemayim, based on the din of Din Dal Mises L'Batlu. But the first part of the question is that Tzinim U'Pachim is seemingly not Bidei Shemayim, but it is Bidei Adam. Namely, the Memra that the Gemara quotes here, V'Hasanya, Hakol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz B'Tzinim Pachim. Shenemar, Tzinim Pachim B'Derech Ike, Shomen After Yirchak Mehem. So this statement was that all the events that happen in a person's life in the world can be seen as having been ordained b'hashkacha b'nashamayim, except for inyanim that relate to tzinim pachim. This is a function of a person's own bechira. That is, therefore, the kasha the Gemara is asking, the first part of the Gemara's kasha. And this is, in fact, what remains the maskana. The Gemara just switches the variables. In fact, tzinim pachim is, in fact, viewed as bidei adam. So now Tosis get into the details of what this really means. Various Gemaras that come to play vis-a-vis this broad statement. Hakol bidei shamayim, everything is bidei shamayim, chutz mitzinim pachim. Zoktosis. V'hadi amrinan and Shabbos taf gamet beis. Le'olam al yamod adam b'mokom sakana. Person is not supposed to put themselves in a state of risk, in a dangerous situation, in harm's way. Alma yocholishmo afim minapiranus. What is Tosus immediately assuming? Hakol bidei shamayim sounds like everything is bidei shamayim. In other words, there's no way that you can influence one way or the other. There's no way that you can define the implications of what happens. It's all bidei shamayim. Here it sounds like you avoid risks and you won't get hurt. What do you mean? Hakol bidei shamayim, there's no escape. It sounds like there is an escape. You choose to be makom sakana or not be makom sakana. So how does that square with hakol bidei shamayim? Sounds like a person brings it on himself. V'chein kir natui. The asu laver tachtav. The first Gemara, Gemara Shabbos, Gemara says maybe the person won't be worthy of a miracle, whatever. This is another Gemara that kir natui is ma'orer yintfia, a few things. A person shouldn't go under a wall that's about to collapse. It's already half collapsed, so it's dangerous. You're not allowed because you're putting yourself in harm's way. Similar point. So again, hakol bidei shamayim. So why does it sound like you're actually going to have yourself to blame after all? So Tosus answers. We have to modify what we say. What does it mean, hakol bidei shamayim? As opposed to tzinim pachim. Chasam min hapshia yochol lishmor atzmo. Da havadai shebiyodu hamis atzmo. So Tosus frames it differently. Let's go back. What did Tosus think initially? And we can appreciate what Tosus is changing. What did Tosus think initially? Before he had these two Gemaras to ask from, what was he thinking about? What was the chutz mitzim upachim as opposed to everything else? What was Tosa thinking in the question? Do they give you room? Does Shemayim give you any room to maneuver? Right? Hakol bidei Shemayim. Tosa is saying in the text, "Hasam napshia yochol lishmor atzmo." I can protect myself from doing something that's going to hurt myself through my pshia. That much freedom I do have. Tosa thought in the kasha, not even that. And tzinim upachim is what? In the kasha? Again, before we know any gemara, how did Tosus take the chutz mitzinim upachim as opposed to hakol bidei shamayim? Tosus says, Alma yochol lishmor atzmo. So that's the kasha. you see you could protect yourself. So that's a problem, because it sounds like HaKol Bidei Shamayim, that you cannot protect, you cannot avoid it. You cannot bring it on yourself if it was not preordained. And Sinim U'Pachin, you could. That's the difference. That's how Tosis would have understood the difference at that point, in the Kasha. So what is Tosis Mechadish in the Teretz? So you're right. You see from these two Gemaras that it's not the case. Not a pshat that here it's you can't be Shomer. You can be Shomer yourself from a lot of things, from all kinds of dangers, and that's up to you. And what's the proof Tosis brings? What is that? A person commits suicide, Rachman Litzlan. Is that Bidei Shemayim, or is that Bidei Adam? Bidei Adam. That's within a person's Bechira. So that's not a steer to say HaKol Bidei Shemayim. There is, of course, the free will, and then you could say the person brought on himself. So what is the difference, therefore, between Sinim U'Pachim versus everything else? However, here's the difference. Avo, kishemevi'in alav min ha-shemayim ba'ones, ef shelo lishmur. When something will happen min hashemayim without the person's input, so when it comes to everything else, there's nothing. If you took all the precautions in the world, it still wouldn't matter. It's still going to happen. HaKol Bidei Shemayim. However, avot sinim u'pachim le'olam al yavoa la ba'ones in motz elizar. That's how does Tosfos now understand the HaKol Bidei Shemayim chutz sinim u'pachim? Of course, within every other matter of the world is also, you could be the cause of something that happens to yourself, and it's not quote-unquote Bidei Shemayim. You have to understand what this means, just to maybe clarify. In a certain sense, the pshat is that Hashem sets up the world that the Mahalach of Teva has its own reality. That's all Kadosh Baruch Hu also, but in a different way. It's not like a... Kadosh Baruch Hu works within the Teva. So the Teva is a person takes certain choices, make certain choices, and the results and the consequences flow from that. So that's where we certainly accept that in all kinds of matters. So HaKol Bidei Shemayim, of course it could do that. So what's the difference? The difference is, but there could be situations where you could take all the precautions in the world, and nonetheless, the Gzeira will catch up with you, so to speak, right? Therefore, ba'ones, you're stuck. Person is going to be cornered, and whatever is meant to happen is going to happen. In what area would you say we exclude that paradigm? In what area do we say that a person taka took every last ounce of precaution and prevention that there won't be consequences? In what area? In sinapach. Meaning, in rotzali zoyer, then he'll be able to prevent any consequences that come as a result of Tzinipach. That's Tosfos' take. Now, just to pause for a second, Rashi seemingly didn't learn this way, right? How did Rashi learn? Look at the Rashi, Chutz Mitzinim U'Pachim, Shepa'omim Sheboim Bipshia. According to Rashi, Tzinim U'Pachim can sometimes come about B'Gzeira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but can also be sometimes B'Pshia. So according to Rashi, what's the HaKol Bidei Shemayim? HaKol Bidei Shemayim would mean that it's always going to be B'Gzeira Min HaShemayim. Tzinim U'Pachim can sometimes be B'Pshia. Now of course for Rashi you have to think about Tosfos Kasha. So according to Rashi, so what do you mean? What about all these Gemaras? What about the fact that a person could commit suicide, harm himself? What would Rashi answer for Tosfos Kasha? But for Rashi, it's a different distribution. According to Rashi, HaKol Bidei Shemayim means that it's only going to come Bidei Shemayim and not through your own negligence. Tzinim U'Pachim can sometimes be Min HaShemayim V'Gzeira and sometimes be B'Pshia. For Tosfos, it's different. For Tosfos, HaKol Bidei Shemayim includes the possibility of Pshia, but there can also be the onus, even if you totally did everything you could, it's not going to stop what's going to what's nigzar to happen. However, sin mopachim, if you did everything you could, they won't be able to be a gzera on a person if they did everything within their power to shield themselves from it. That is tosis. Now, fek tosis, if that's the case, v'yim tomer. V'adashin and b'mitzia, v'heisra Hashem m'chok kol choli. Pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Hashem will remove from you all illness. So the drasha is, zeh tzina. That means Hashem removes the element of cold weather, cold. Alma de b'dei shemaimi. There's a bracha here. Hashem will remove it. So what kind of a bracha is that? I mean, when Hashem is giving a bracha. It's just, if a person does everything that they can do, then they won't have anything to worry about. Sounds like it's b'dei shemaim. That Hashem could do it despite your best efforts, and that's why you need a bracha. Why do you need a bracha? If you can do all you could to stop it, Hashem can't go there, so to speak. So then what do you need a bracha? The bracha sounds like you're vulnerable, and Hashem will make sure that you don't get cold. You don't get a cold, right? So you see, b'dei shemaim. V'yesh lomar. No, the pshat in the bracha is like this. D'haynu, sheyachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu olamo. Of course a person is able to take all the precautions he wants, but it also takes time and effort. He has to buy sweaters, and if the weather is warm, you don't have to do that. You save yourself the cost and the effort of having to take those precautions. So that's where the bracha fits in. But the pshat is still the same. That tzinim opachim is an area where if a person does all that's within their power to avoid the consequence of sin pachim. In fact, they will not suffer the consequence of sin pachim, because in that sense, it's up to them. They're the bialim. They have the control. The bracha still makes sense because it can still help you that you won't have to take as many precautions. Racham, your question. Okay, the imtomar fectosis, another kasha. V'apachim bidei shemayim hu. We see here that pachim heat is bidei shemayim. The two of them, of course, were good friends. Antoninus was the emperor. They think they identify him. No, who is Antoninus? Marcus? Which one is it? No one remembers. Never went history, Jewish history. Yeah, they don't teach just Marcus Aurelius. No, say okay, whoever it is. Antoninus said to Rabbi, "Tzali alai, daven for me. Give me a bracha. In other words, say, give me an offer me a tefillah." So what did Rebbe say to Antoninus? Amalei Rachmana Sheizrach Mitzins. Hashem should save you from the effects of cold. Amalei, so Antoninus wasn't impressed. Amalei, that's a bracha, that's a tefillah. Yat yachat ksu b'tzinsa azla. Put on another layer of clothing and the cold goes away. You don't need that bracha from you. Hashem should save me from cold. I can do that myself. Okay. Amalei. So then, Rebbe tried another attempt to give a bracha that he hoped he would Antoninus would appreciate. Tishtaziv mishrava. You should be saved from what? No. Not cold, but heat. Antoninus heard that. Amalei ha kedut slosa. That's a good feeling. That is a good bracha. Dechsev einistar mechamasa. There's no one that can hide from Hashem's heat. In other words, heat is something that's bidei shemayim. So what does he see from this medrash? Sounds like tzinim is in fact bidei adam. That's why Antoninus wasn't impressed with the bracha that Hashem should save him from tzin. So that I can take care of myself. I'll put another sweater, put another layer of clothing. But the bracha to be spared from the effects of heat, that he says, that in this tamechamas, so that he need Hashem's bracha for. I appreciate the tefillah. And here it says what? That even Pachim is Lashon like Yafuach Hayom, Rashi in Avodah Zarah. Ash Yafuach Hayom, it's Lashon of heat. That's what it seems. And that means that's also Bidei Adam. But from this Medrash, it sounds like Pachim is in fact Bidei Shemayim. V'yesh lomar, Dekra Ksiv Ba'Ovei Drachim. The Pasuk of Enes Tamechamasa, in other words, is by Ovei Drachim. If you're on the road, or you're in battle, that's Antoninus. He's an emperor, so he used to wage war. The bederech in adam yachol yizar menacho. As far as getting cooling off from the heat, if you're in a no man's land, if you're in the middle of the road, then a person is actually stuck. But in theory, he could take precautions if he wasn't on the road. If the climate is a house made of stone, so the ventilation is such that it's cooler, or you go down to the basement, you know, right, the equivalent of air conditioning, but natural, so then a person could be avoiding the effects of heat. So there is, of course, room for a person to be shielded from heat, and it's totally bidei adam. But suppose a person finds himself in a situation where they're not at home, so they don't have the bias to upon him to run into. They're in the middle of the road. That's what Antoninus was appreciating, because he was the type of person that was out fighting wars, kederach shamalachim osim, and in that case, ein nistamecha masa. That's the pasuk. So it's all true. Tzinim upachim, meaning but not only tzinim, even pachim is bidei what? Is bidei adam. In other words, you can shield yourself from it, but only to the extent that you have accessible to you the basement in your house. If you're on the road, you're not going to be able to do that. The Yesh Mefarshim, some explain in response to this last kasha about Pachim seemingly not being bidei adam, that Tzinim Pachim Chadam Milsehi. Actually, Pachim doesn't mean heat at all. Tzinim Pachim is all about cold. It's one thing. Kolomar Tzinim, which is cold, Shehem Pachim LaAdam, Lashon Pachim Mokesh. In other words, what is Tzinim? Tzinim is something which is an obstacle. So tzinim pachim are not two things. It means cold. So olam, what is pachim? Pachim doesn't mean heat. What about heat? Heat is something that's bidei what? Bidei shemayim. That would be the answer to the kash of the medrash. The enokim. It's not so. Very common in sechel v'dezara ma'isila ahadersiv. The Gemara quotes the memra here of hakobi deshem chutz mitzinim pachim on the pasuk v'tasa adam kidgei ayam. People are like fish. Ma dogim shebayam kim shekod aleim chama miyad meisim. When the sun exposes itself to people. So to fish, rather, then they can't survive. They dry up. The water gets dried, I guess, and the fish die. So too, people are like fish in this way. Afinei adam kim shekadu aleim chama miyad meisim. So the Gemara quotes in that context the statement of hakobi deshamayim chutz mitzinim pachim. So the issue there is about heat. What's exactly the Gemara's connection? I forget already. What is the, did anyone see the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? The Gemara has an akimta there that brings us to connect it to. So Tosus is quoting from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah that you see the issue is heat over there. That's the point. And the Gemara, in connection to the discussion about heat, the Gemara mentions as the kasha there from the statement of Kobe Deshman Chutz Vesina Pachim. Maybe the Gemara has a kasha on that. See, how could it be? But people can protect themselves from the heat. So what's the kasha? The kasha is assuming that pachim is what is heat. And the statement is a statement about heat. Otherwise, there'd be no kasha from this Gemara about the heat. People have to, they can't protect from the sun. Yes, they could. How could they have seen in pachim? So you see, the Gemara is assuming that pachim is, in fact, heat. Okay, v'hadi amar, kobe d'shemayim chutz miyiras shemayim. There's another statement. We find everything with Shemayim except for Yiras Shemayim. So how does that square with this statement? Kol b'Shemayim chutz mitzinim pachim. Ein in yarnu l'kan. That has no bearing on this. Why? The Hasim, it's a different discussion. Hasim koi al avlad b'mei imo. There's a fetus in the mother's womb. She goes in im yehei ani o asher gibor al cholash tipesh al chacham. It's preordained whether this child will have poor or rich, strong or weak. The level of intelligence, about tzaddik v'rasha lo, that is the issue there. Now, kobi d'shemayim, that's up to a person's bechira whether there'll be a tzaddik or a rasha. Everything else is preordained. That's what that context. That's what that statement is about. Specifically, in the connection to vlad me'ima, what is decreed about a person, what they'll achieve in life. So vis-a-vis ruchnius, that's not preordained. That's up to Bechir. Avohacha mairi, the ma'oro shabos al adam. We're talking about life occurrences. Within life occurrences, that's the issue here. Hakobi de shamayim, as Tosfos understands it, that there are situations where you could harm yourself, but there's situations where with your best efforts, you're still going to be subservient to the gzera of the borei. And there's sinam upachim, where, so to speak, Hashem gives a person, if they're able to be nizah to the nth degree, then a person will not suffer the consequences of sinim pachim to the extent that they're able to fall back on those precautions. in a situation where they're over drachim, so they don't have necessarily a way to help, to take those precautions, so therefore you would have a bracha for heat, to the extent that a person get a bracha not to have to resort to those precautions. That could be the bracha that Tosus mentions of Ehesa Shem Chokol Choli, that they wouldn't have to resort to those special efforts. But other than that, a person will not suffer the consequences of Simpachim to the extent that they do all they could. With other things, even with one's best efforts, you cannot avoid the consequences. Again, from Rashi, though, you see differently. From Rashi, you see that Sinim Upachim can come to Pshia. From Rashi, on the other hand, Akobi De Shemaim sounds like, in a Hanami, it's not a person causing themselves. So what does it mean? A person is not supposed to bring on themselves the dangers. So I know the Chanan says that a person harms himself, it's also a gzeira, just like a person harms somebody else. So it wasn't destined that the person should be killed. It was destined, but the Ritzayach has to pay a price for it. So a person, Rachman al-Litzlan, harms himself or commits suicide. So it also is a gzeira that they should die, but they still have to give it in the cheshbon for the fact that they did it. It doesn't mean that it's not bidei shemayim. It's still bidei shemayim. Tosus assumes the person harms himself. In that respect, it's not bidei shemayim. Okay.